Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of A Collaboration of My Emotions podcast. I am your host, Frankie Shapir, and like I promised, I'm back. You were probably expecting me to completely ghost you again, but I am back, and I wanted to talk to you guys about my day. You guys have gotten the idea of my podcast theme. It's pretty much like a personal journal or audio journal. I did do a kind of mini podcast on Tin Can called Frankie's Audio Journal. So this is pretty much what this podcast is, but continued. And I hope you guys like the idea as well as what I tell you guys. Most times I'm all over the place. I'm go off on a tangent and I'm not really sticking to one subject. But that is how my brain works. And that is pretty much how I am. So bear with me. Because that's just basically me in a nutshell. So today, I did eat some Chinese food, and it was Chinese food. It wasn't like, oh my god, spectacular. It wasn't disgusting. It was just, you know, Chinese. Food lately has been not as exciting anymore. I think I've lost the serotonin in food, and I'm just not excited to eat it anymore. It's just not the same. Now I just feel like I'm just eating it for energy. Yeah, I don't really feel the same excitement as I did before. It might be because of me not taking my meds. I know I should be taking my meds. But I haven't in a while, and I need to get back on track. And that's probably gonna make things better for me again. Especially when it comes to eating. Because when I was on sertraline, I was pretty much happy to eat. I was looking forward to eating food. That's because that's a side effect. but I'm on a new medication now. And so far, I haven't really been consistent with it. But I know I gotta get back on track. And I will be taking my meds tonight. And I will be doing that for myself. I did apply to a new job today, and it was a 2-hour interview. And I answered questions that I don't really, you know, get asked at an interview, which was pretty exciting. It was different. I answered all of them honestly, and I didn't feel like I had to lie, which was good. I was very truthful about it, and I got the job. They gave me some books to study from, some motivational books that I'm really looking forward to reading and, you know, writing notes on. I have to memorize one of the books for my audition, and I'm very excited. That's pretty much how my day went. I also helped my dad with his store today. I gotta do a few more things tonight. And I'm probably gonna wake up early in the morning and finish some of the stuff that I need to do, today. But that's pretty much my day. It's been a pretty cool day. I went on Tin Can and I went on Wind Speaks Live. And it went pretty well, but the app, tends to glitch, and it started glitching again. So I didn't get back on that live, but it was nice to see people going on lives again. I really do miss how Tin Can used to be, especially in 2020. Now it's empty and it's dead. But hopefully we can get back on track with that, and we can have people that used to be on lives back on lives. It would be really nice. It would be really fun, and I would really enjoy it. Another thing that I wanted to say is I'm writing a horror story, and I do have a few questions that I would like to ask to my audience about what like the character should be, what they should act like, and stuff like that. And I just really want to hear people's opinions on what I should write about before I start writing future chapters. Chapter 1 is already done. You can go ahead and check out The Blue Room with the Yellow Curtains on vocal.media/Frankisha, and you will see that story. Like it, share it with your friends, and let me know how you liked it, and let me know what you enjoyed from it. I am writing future chapters on vocal.media, so please go ahead and check that out. And one more thing before I let you guys go for the day is I want to give a shout out to Sunny Paxton. Sunny Paxton is the host for Raw Thoughts podcast. You can go ahead and check her out on Apple Podcasts. She has a fundraiser for an injury that she just experienced. And she has a GoFundMe on her Instagram page. Go ahead and check out her Instagram. I'm pulling it up right now. Let's see here. Go ahead and that's weird, huh? Go ahead and check out Sunny Paxton's Instagram. It's going to be SunnyPaxton. And she has the link to her GoFundMe. You can go ahead and click the latest link, the latest post as well to get more information on that. But please go ahead and support her. If you can't pay, then at least share. She really appreciates you guys sharing, and that'll be very, very beneficial to her and her injury. So thank you so much for the support, and I'll see you guys next time. I'll see you guys tomorrow. And yes, I will be back tomorrow to tell you again about my day and tell you again about what I experienced today and the new things that are occurring in my life. Bye for now.